This is the special effects episode of PMK. That explosion was amazing.
It was fake. You could see it was a model.
Shh. I find out that when it comes to movies, what you see isn't always what you hear. When I go to a sound-making studio, I wonder why they call that a boom mic. You ever have one of those days where everything just falls apart? Well, I pull myself together with the help of the latest in computer animation special effects. Charlie shows us how to make your own cartoon with a zoetrope.
And a martial arts film star helps me do battle.
You'll get a real kick out of it. You don't want to miss this one. It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Effects!
Tyler.
And hi, I'm Alicia. And this is Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Wait a second. Why do I sound like a chipmunk?
Hey, it says there's an accident in the sound room and our voices got mixed.
You've got my voice? I thought I recognized it. Sounds nice.
I sound like a chipmunk?
Not in a bad way. Oh, this is so weird.
Can you guys fix this? This is worse than anything. It's like...
That's pretty close to Tyler's voice. I guess I better...
And another thing.
Ooh, that's better.
Testing. Ah, my old voice back. I missed you.
I guess we should have a lot more respect for the folks who do sound.
Whatever. You know what I think of them. What's wrong with this picture? It has a really bad Foley artist.
Bad? Who's calling me bad?
Job is to take the footage from a film and recreate all the sounds except the voices.
Melons make great head smashing sounds.
How's your head?
It's okay. Hi, Sid.
How you doing?
Ew.
Sorry about the mess.
The microphone that picks up my voice can't pick up all the other sounds. He's in charge of picking up my voice. In his special studio, Sid has all kinds of things to create sound.
Hey, I'd like to introduce you to my favorite door. This is Fred.
Pleased to meet you.
So let's do the footsteps for that opening scene, okay?
Okay.
Do you remember what surfaces you were walking on?
Wood and carpet.
You watch the monitor. When you see yourself moving from carpet to wood, you do the same thing right here.
Okay.
Let's do it. Pay real close attention to trying to move your feet exactly at the same time as when they move on screen. All right, I'm gonna try it now, okay? Check it out.
Impeccable timing! But then, he's had lots of practice.
This is how we do footsteps in glass. Hop in.
Is it safe?
Oh yeah, glass is your friend. All right, let's roll tape.
If I were walking in snow, he'd use cornstarch. Listen.
Can you two chew on cue?
Phew! I guess that's a wrap.
All right, press play, buddy.
Okay.
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you.
Yeah, nice meeting you, pal.
See you later.
See you later.
All right, bye.
He's a TV host who's been pushed too far and must use all his martial arts skill to kick some serious butt. That's coming up on PMK.
Movie makers love to use windows to create realistic explosions. All that glass makes a small explosion seem bigger. To break glass, you use window knockers. They contain a small explosive charge which pushes pins forward into the window. Big air cannons simulate the blast of the explosion and push the falling glass inward. And leave a big mess to clean up.
The best special effects are usually done on these silicon graphics computers. Each computer is called a fridge. One of these can do a whole movie's worth of special effects. A fridge can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
More, even more. Keep going. No, I want more topping than that. More.
Oh, how can you eat that?
You're right, this is bad.
Yeah?
It needs more candy.
Oh.
How can you eat that? This is terrible.
No kidding.
It needs more candy.
Oh.
There we go. You want some?
Oh.
So that's a special effect.
Today I'm doing a story on special effects. But where is everybody? They told me to meet them here.
Whoa.
Looks like I'm not just going to be talking about special effects. They're going to be demonstrating it on me. In a computer, my picture is made up of thousands of tiny pixels. Pixels are tiny bits of computer information. An editor can change them around to make all kinds of things like morphing. Morphing's when you take something and change it into something else. Hi, Jolt.
Hi.
If you were morphing my face into a computer figure, they'd match my nose up to her nose and so on.
It's happening again.
Check out this suit. I'm in a motion capture suit at Click Animation Studios in Montreal. This suit has sensors in it that record all the movements of my body. Then my movements are matched to a character created on the computer.
It gives her more realistic movements. This is Clone. Everything I do, she does.
Bye, Alicia. Bye, Clone. Stupid. This is Pierre from TubiMash. He's an expert at blue screen. I haven't left the studio, but he can make it look like I'm somewhere else. All the blue will disappear as soon as we add in another picture, like the fish. So how did you do that?
This is what we call chroma key. So first we get rid of one color, blue, then we replace that color with a hole, then we fill that hole with any picture.
So to get a hole in my stomach, all I gotta do is paint my shirt blue.
As long as you don't wear any blue, you're fine. But if you wear blue, well, try it.
Okay. Ooh, no body. We use blue because there's not much blue in human skin.
But if we used a pink background, my face and hands would disappear. Hey!
Okay, back to work. Let's get you falling off that skyscraper.
Take 48. Take 48.
49.
Alicia, can you put your head up more?
Take 51.
Actors can spend days in here, getting the movements exactly right.
Times like this, I wish I had a stand-in, or better yet, a clone. Oops. With cloning, you can create a crowd scene with only a few people copied over and over again. You can record me in different positions and then paste me all in the same scene. Can we all please be quiet? And so on. Maybe clones weren't such a good idea.
Oh yeah? Take that. And this.
Okay, now this is starting to bug me. Where am I? Oh, hi, Jolt.
Hi.
So what's this blowing me up? How did you do that?
Well, first we shot you jumping out of the picture in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest? It's magic.
Yeah, right. How'd you really do it?
See those light stands behind you?
Mm-hmm.
In this frame, they're real. But in the explosion sequence, they're copies made in a computer by Pierre and his team. They're models that can be animated.
So we can do whatever we want with them. We can send them flying.
Yep.
But where does all the smoke and fire come from?
Imagine that the explosion is made up of layers. Now, one layer has you in it, but the other layer has the flying pieces. And over that, we can add smoke and fire. It's called compositing.
Okay, Joel, you're doing this. Stop messing with me. Wait a minute. Your picture's in here, too, which means I can do stuff to you, too. Where's the morph button?
Ah! No. What's happening? Alicia, let me out of here. No. No!
Okay, you want to see what a real dancer can do in a motion capture suit? Check this out.
So, you want to make movies, do you? Well, who doesn't these days? Welcome to the club. Instead of home movies, hey, did my mother send you that? As I was saying, instead of making your own home movies, why not make your own home cartoons? Now, these are original Zoetropes, one of the first animation toys they invented over 150 years ago. You spin it, and when you look through the slits in the side, as it turns, it looks like a little cartoon. But look, what you're really seeing is a series of still pictures, one after the other. Now take a look at this piece of film. It's also a series of small pictures. When we're watching a movie, just like when we're spinning the zoetrope, our eyes play a funny trick on us. It's called persistence of vision. All human beings have it. Like now, the light's there. And there. My eye holds onto the impression of the flash even after the light is gone. That's because our eyes work kind of slowly, which is great for watching movies. We can only see about 12 separate pictures per second. Any more than that, the pictures blend one into the other. We're lucky our eyes work this way. If we had super speed eyeballs, we couldn't watch the movies. Let's make a cartoon. First, we need to start with something shaped like a cylinder. For instance, a cardboard hat box, an empty ice cream container, or a really big shoe. Hey, I was wondering where that was. I use a rinsed-out bleached container. First, we cut off the top, but be careful. Cut a strip of paper to fit inside the container. Next, measure your strip of paper into 13 equal parts. Mark the container and cut the 13 narrow slits about 2.5 inches long or 6 centimeters. Now we have to paint our zoetrope black. Because black doesn't distract your eyes. It makes the illusion better. Now you have to find a way to make it spin. I'll use the bearing from a Lazy Susan. It only costs a few dollars at a hardware store. Glue it on something to hold it. I used an old leg from a bed. Now for the entertainment. You'll need a strip of paper to draw your pictures. And you'll need to draw one picture for every slit. Here's a strip I made. Remember, the human eye can see up to 12 pictures per second as separate pictures. So to be sure, I drew more than 12 pictures so they'd blend together. Let's give it a go. But you can see it a lot better when you spin it under a bright light. Roll it!
Woohoo! This is great!
Let's try another one. Cool, huh? Try drawing a cartoon character of someone you know. Thank you. Very, very funny.
Hey, who are you?
Get him!
He's the hottest action star in Hong Kong right now. Check out these moves.
He's also a martial arts champion in China. So what's the key to remember martial arts?
He says that the most important part of Chinese martial arts are the moral ethics. Remember, the martial arts are not meant for fighting, but to improve your strength and health.
Okay. This bad guy is really Jason Cavalier, the stuntman. They're showing me how they do all the big stunts in the martial art movies. You want to see how they do them?
It's all in the camera angles, in the props, in the years of serious martial arts training.
And throw your big left. Right. Now, if you notice, camera is here, we see that there's air. That's the safety factor. So, boom.
From this angle, it looks like I bashed him good. But from here, you can see I'm not even close. I can't leap piles of garbage in a single bound either. At least not without a trampoline and a mat. So is getting all the moves right hard?
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice, years of training. But we have help from something called undercranking, which helps us in the choreography. What we do is we fight slower so we can make the moves look nicer, and later we speed up the film so it goes at combat speed. We can all move at that speed. Like, for normal, it'd be like this. But what I do is for fighting, we do it slower and we go.
And then just speed it up.
Right, and the moves look nicer.
What he means
is that you can make a normal punch look really bloody and gory just by putting red jello or fake blood in your mouth. And when you pretend to punch them, they'll spit it out, like so. Ew!
Peppermint.
Yeah, right! Jason's arm's not broken. This gory thing is taped to his arm, and a syringe pumps blood through it.
Tyler, this is full reserve. Let's spread a little bit of this on your foot. And what we use this for is for close-up shots of impact. So when you make a small impact, the dust flies, and it looks like you're really taking somebody's head off.
Blue can do some amazing things, but that's quite a leap. In our little movie, we reversed the film.
The laws of gravity don't work in action films. It's because of, well, cables.
If you're attached to cables and someone pulls you into the air, you can make your moves faster. He says I'm giving away all their secrets, so they're gonna leave me here.
Hey, wait! Get me down!
Nope.
That was a great double feature. I'm sorry it's over.
Yeah, our episode of PMK's over, too.
So soon? Oh, well, see you next time.
Hey, my feet are stuck to the floor.
Mine, too.
It's like crazy popcorn you were eating. It's all melted.
It's soaked right through my socks. I can't get my shoes off.
Well, there's only one thing we can do.
What?
Watch all the movies again.
I can do that. There's only one problem.
What?
I need to use the bathroom. I only had one small soda.